Welcome to the Pattern Club radio show. I'm Ray. I'm joined by Alex and Anu. Do you want to say hello?
Hey, I'm Alex.
Hello, I'm Anu.
We're going to be playing some songs and also doing a bit of talking today. We're very happy to have Anu as our guest. Alex is going to play a song next. Oh, yeah, also I should say. That was Kingdom. very good track called, I think it's called Options Malone, or it's called Options, I'm not sure. Alex, what are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a track by the Krosh Kanani Trio, led by Krosh Kanani, who is from Leeds, close to Sheffield, another part of Yorkshire. So he's a guitarist. He has a Persian background as well. So you hear that, some of those patterns in the music. But he also has been taught by Manjunath, who we featured his music last month, actually. He's a Carnatic percussionist. So it has this Carnatic feel in there as well. Anyway, have a listen. The percussion in this is Matt Davis, who is also in a duo with Church Andrews, who you should totally check out as well. All right, let's see if we can get this to play. How does this work? Yeah, doing it. Okay, here we go.
That was Flight Coda with Peter Interpretation. I think that's from a new release that's out now on Bandcamp. And I think Flight Coda is also Sheffield based. So check them out. So yeah, we're Pattern Club. We organise semi-regular workshops and gigs all exploring algorithmic patterns. So we have some in computer music and also dance and textiles and lots of different things, really. And last night we had a workshop with Anu, who's here, and we thought maybe, as we're lucky enough to have her, we could talk a bit about what the workshop was last night and how you found it.
Thank you, Ray, and thanks for having me here. So yeah, we did a workshop last night on a pattern called Kolam, and it's a pattern, it's a folk art from South India, mostly done by women on an everyday basis. Every morning, women get up at 4 a.m. before sunrise to do it, and it's a beautiful pattern. It's got mathematical and computational aspects to it, has a lot of potential. And I'm here doing this residency with Alex to explore how we can take Kolam into different kind of territory with textile and maybe music even. So yeah, all kinds of patterny things with Kolam. And last night's workshop was a drawing workshop where we used an algorithm and a hacked receipt printer to generate columns. And everyone just got drawing, and people were really into going from a very small scale column, which is around 5x5, to a 30x30, a grid column, which was really fascinating to see. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun as a participant. I think I hadn't drawn one of these kolams before, but they're so beautiful to look at, just these swirling, often symmetrical patterns. But then when you actually draw them, it's a whole other experience. You just, especially with the big ones, where you're kind of covering this huge grid with these swirly patterns, you just kind of get in the zone, and also the wiggling, it kind of, you're just there going wiggle, 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 round and round these dots. It's a really nice thing to do. So you've done this workshop before, right? How did it compare last night to previous workshops you've done?
I've done this workshop, but not with this many people. I think there were about 30 people yesterday. And it was slightly more challenging because I couldn't, with a smaller group of people, you can do a live demo, you can draw and show things to people in a smaller group. But here I was actually pleasantly surprised, even without a demo. It was, I found it really interesting that people just got the logic, they figured out how to do it just by looking at a small GIF image of me drawing a column, just playing on a screen, and people just figured it out and kept asking on demand for bigger and bigger columns to draw. It was cool. Yeah,
it reminds me of a workshop I once took with a poet whose name I can't remember. It's the guy who always writes poems about his glasses. I'm sure someone knows who I mean. But yeah, he was teaching us how to make this zine thing. Actually, you made the same kind of zine out of a single piece of paper. And he said something nice, which was that people can't follow instructions. And so some people can't follow instructions, maybe half the people are just not able to follow instructions, which actually, when you reflect on life, that's true. And so those people, they have to be helped by the person next to them. So it's nice when you have a big group of people, because the people who are able to follow instructions, they they kind of internalize the process, and then it just passes as tacit knowledge amongst the group. And I guess tacit knowledge is a big part of pattern making, really. It's something physical that you learn as not on your own, but as part of a group cultural practice. Is that something... Yeah, I guess Kolam is so old, isn't it? Like, when did Kolam come around?
As far as I know, it's centuries, millennia old. But I think the last... I mean, the documents that were found where Kolam was clearly documented was in the 16th century. They found some documents, yeah, showed how people drew Kolam back then. But... yeah, there's evidence to say that it's really, really old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting because the same logic, Kolam kind of exists in different forms. I mean, within India, it goes by different names, but also there's a form of Kolam called Sona drawings in Angola and Africa. And there's also evidence that it's in other parts of the world. Just that it's done differently. Some, like in India, Kolams are drawn to... for aesthetic, religious reasons, as like an ornamental aesthetic piece, whereas in Angola, they're drawn for storytelling. So it's really fascinating how these patterns travel. And I think what was really cool about yesterday's workshop, and even the workshops I've done before, is that it's deeply humanizing. I've run this workshop with mathematicians, and everyone just becomes like a child, goes like wiggle, wiggle, and it's really cute, and everyone's on the same page. So yeah, I think that's my favorite thing about doing these workshops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say other than that it was amazing, but also very difficult. I'm definitely the person who was looking. The person next to me just seemed to know absolutely everything about it. Like they could kind of tell. Like I was making my own, they could kind of tell immediately whether it was going to work or not, and also could always tell me where I'd gone wrong, which was many times. But yeah, it was really good. And as I texted you after, we went to the pub, and everyone kept talking about it, which was really nice. Next, do you have a song that you'd like to play? Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. So this song is something I've been obsessing about. Actually, I've been obsessing about this person the entire album. So this artist is called Lefafa. And this song is called Candy. And it's a collaboration between Lefafa and Hashback Hashish, I want to say. And this is part of the album Jago. And check them out as well if, yeah, it's cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Mark Fell, Multi-Stability 3. Mark Fell is Rotherham-based, local legend. Next up, we're just going to talk a bit about the residency program that Alex has been doing with Anu. Do you want to talk a bit about what it is, who you've had, what's coming up, what you and Anu are going to be working on this week?
Yeah, sure. so yeah, this is part of my algorithmic pattern project that I'm doing as part of a little organization called Then Try This. And yeah, we've had a few people over the last couple of years. So one was Paola Torres Nunez del Prado, who came to give us a workshop about her work with Peruvian Andean textile technologies. And then more recently had Geraldine Jones, who's a basket weaver, who makes does this basket weaving technique called cycloid weaving, which looks in some ways similar to what we were just talking about, Kolam. But she does this basket weaving based on the Fibonacci sequence. So it kind of, she's trying to make baskets that are shell-shaped based on that sequence. But yeah, at the moment, the current resident is Anu. Super inspired by her work and so super excited to see her application. We've just been doing it a couple of days. It's going to be 2 weeks in total. So the workshop kind of took up some of it in the last couple of days, but we've been doing some other stuff. What have you been up to, Anu?
What have we been up to? We've been up to everything and nothing, but no. Yeah. I think what did we do? We were exploring how to create columns in textile, mainly kind of looking at it from an interlacing, interweaving kind of perspective. And here we're looking at kind of interweaving columns into a textile grid. And we wanted to create the textile grid using an embroidery machine that Alex just got. We've been experimenting with manual stitches specifically and trying to figure out how to get the machine to put the stitches at the right place so we can weave the column in the way we want to. Been struggling with that a bit all day. Mm-hmm. We've also been exploring a little bit of strudel. Alex gave me a little tutorial. What else have we done?
Yeah, I guess, with strudel, we were actually trying to recreate one of the tracks we heard earlier by Lefifa, the candy track that was nice. Kind of trying to replicate the sort of really nice sort of soporific sort of drum beat in the background, which you say is inspired by the rhythms of train tracks from India. Yes, that's fun.
And is there going to be something that will this culminate in something, or is it just the bits that you're doing throughout? And also, is this your last resident, or do you have more residents coming up?
So Geraldine Jones, I mentioned, she's only done half a residency, so I think she's going to come up and visit us in Sheffield. Hopefully she'll do a workshop for us. After that, I don't have too much planned. I've used up all my money for residents, but maybe we'll have some more ad hoc activity. People are welcome to come and visit my lab and talk about patterns anytime in Sheffield. What was the other question? What's going to happen in the end? I don't know. I think we'll definitely write about it. if we come up with any software, I guess we'll share that as open source software, and maybe we'll have you back to give a future workshop again, based on whatever we come up with. But yeah, I think it's nice with residences not to have a fixed plan. I think you actually end up doing more then, because you don't, you're not so constrained. It's nice just to have 2 weeks when you're just exploring, I suppose. Any words on that, Anu?
Yeah, there's a lot that I want to do in this residency, and I probably won't have that much time. 2 weeks isn't all that much. But I think Alex has a really good point that even though I applied to the residency with a kind of a culmination, some kind of goal, I think what I said was I wanted to make an upcycled garment with columns all over it, pretty much. That's what I wanted to do. But I think it's more interesting to kind of see where we can push the boundaries and return to that culmination idea. Yeah, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Nice. That sounds great. I'm very excited. Are you playing the next song or am I?
Don't mind.
I've got one lined up.
Yeah.
And this is by my good friend Georgie McVicker. I got them to send me lots of songs yesterday. This is called The Organ. Oh, I love that bit at the end there. That's Deep Vein, also my good friend. Hello, Hazel. With VL. That's on a release, I don't know how you say it exactly, Brackleegan Tapes, I think. They're just in a compilation called Request Stop. Very good label. I'm loving everything that they're doing. So yeah, Brackleegan, hopefully I've said that right. And Alex, what was the song that you played before?
That was Drawing the Target. Oh no, that was the name of the what was it? Oh yeah, it was called Missed Exit by CEP, who I found out is actually Caroline Polachek, who is a bit of a pop superstar, I think, but somehow she released this album that's just like very minimal sine waves, so you hear like these weird beat frequencies. Just sound patterns coming just from very simple, smooth sine waves interfering with each other. I love it, very relaxing. And it's strange, my brother-in-law sent that to me saying that he thought I'd like it. At the time, I was really listening to Caroline Polachek's Tiny Desk concert on YouTube a lot, which is like, yeah, she's got an amazing voice. Yeah, sorry, I rambled on a bit there.
No, you didn't. Nice. Well, we're going to say goodbye. We're just going to play one more tune. Before we do that, though, we should say we have a gig coming up, yet to be announced. It's on the 29th of March, we think, a Friday night, in Alder Bar. Are you going to play, Alex?
Yeah.
Alex is going to be playing. We also have a couple of people travelling up from London, plus 777000, and another very difficult, hard to pronounce name, Lixma, is that how you'd say it? Also Bad Circulation from Birmingham, and hopefully Lucy, who is the other third of Pattern Club, who isn't here today, is going to be doing something as well. And maybe more, I don't know. Come and find out. So yeah, we're going to say goodbye. Afterwards will be Love and Lust. Yeah, do you want to say bye before I play DJ Strawberry?
Yeah, goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Actually, I've just realised I also need to cue it up. But yeah, this is a tune from DJ Strawberry, who came and played recently at Pattern Club Amleth Night that we did at Hope Works, which was really fun. And this is called a name that I really love, Feedback Loop Duke. Bye-bye.
Bye.